Chris Drinkall, head coach for the Rushford Peterson boys basketball team, now joining the program. Chris, appreciate the time greatly. Let's start with the section semifinal game, a 67-61 victory over Southland. You were down in that one again in the first half. That's now back-to-back games where you had the slow start. You picked it back up. Overall, though, what were your takeaways from that semifinal win?
Yeah, I thought, obviously, first part of that was a slow start. You know, didn't hit some of our shots right away. Talked at halftime, got to go back and do the stuff. And obviously that starts defensively. I thought defensively we played outstanding, especially Jackson Meldo, kind of really did a great job on their best player. Defense, got us the energy, got us some break, fast breaks, and, we got up and down, and that kind of fueled our fire, I guess, defensively.
Mm-hmm. It's your first section championship game in, I believe, 6 years, if my math is correct. Typically, it's not, so you can correct me if I'm wrong. But how does it feel to get back to this spot? How does it feel to get back to being on the doorstep of the state tournament for a program that has really had so much success in the 2000s?
Yeah, just, great feeling. When you've had so much success and you kind of lose that for a couple of years, it's always good to get back and, hopefully we can get back and then stay there for the next number of years. So, yeah, it's exciting. The kids are jacked. I think we're ready. I think we kind of, from day one of practice and last year when we got beat by Goodhue, I think that we all kind of thought that this was going to be the spot that we were at again this year. So just take it one day at a time and, get ready for Thursday.
Yeah, you talk about that game last year with Goodhue. You lose to them in the quarterfinal. The last time you were actually in the section championship and lost, it was to Goodhue. So it's a familiar team in the sense of you see them a lot in the section tournament. What do you notice about them that's different versus their team last year going into this game this season? Where do you have to take advantage of the strengths that you have going into the section championship game?
Obviously they really didn't lose anybody from last year, and their two best players got a year older. So, obviously stopping number one Russian and number five Alex Lose are obviously the main keys for us right now. I think us too. We got a year older, and we're just playing really well defensively as a team. All five guys are working their tails off. A couple keys I think is stopping their two guys. Defensively as a team, it's not going to be just one person that can stop either one of those guys. So we have to do it as a team.
Speaking with head coach of Rushford Peterson boys, Chris Drinkall, they're just about 4 days away from the section championship game taking on Goodhue. Coach, we've had the conversations back and forth throughout the season, but to give our listeners another idea, this is a very young team. You only have one senior in Caden Johnson. Caden Leah, arguably your best player, is only a sophomore. How have you been able to find the success with such a young team, and you could say inexperienced, albeit they do have a lot, but even so, such a young team, they've been able to play like they're all just a bunch of seniors out there. What can you say about that?
It's really easy to coach when you have kids that are that like we have. Just work hard off season, during the season, offensively, defensively. Got to thank a lot of the other guys that have coached them. Since they started playing in second, third grade, and kind of helped mold them into players. But yeah, you can look back 5 years ago and when I teach elementary, so I saw these kids and taught these kids. You could tell that they were a special group, 5 years ago. So, yeah, they just worked their tails off. Never give excuses. Just keep working and grinding. And, they, like you said, they are sophomores. But, they've been playing varsity since eighth grade, so they have that experience. So, I just, glad that, I get to coach them and they're on our team.
Looking at this section title game coming up on Thursday night, what's the message you have for your team before they go out there on the court?
This is just another game. It's laid all on the line. Can't hold back anything, and I think that's kind of been their motto all year. And they take every game seriously, and nothing's for granted. And I think they're going to come out and play their tails off, and I guess. when the final horn sounds, I guess, you know, we're never going to look back and say, oh, I should have played harder. I could have done this. We're just going to leave it out there and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave you with this, Coach. Speaking with Chris Drinkall, head coach of the Rushford Peterson boys. You look at this team just pretty much in their second year of being together and being the focal points of this varsity program. Already into a section title game. Last year, you were in the section quarterfinal. When you look at this roster up to down, or up and down, I should say, and you know you're going to have these players for the next coming years, what do you think the potential of this group really is?
Obviously, you know, these guys want to, you know, get to state first and then, you know, win a state title. I think they've had that goal since they've been little kids. So, you know, nothing really mentally has changed on their end. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, cross off the going to the state part, you know, in a couple days here.
Mm-hmm. That's head coach for Rushford Peterson boys, Chris Drinkall, Thursday night, 6 o'clock from the Civic Arena. They'll be taking on Goodhue in the Section 1 Single A title game. We'll be there live on the coverage, watching, hopefully, the Trojans go to the state tournament. Chris, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on the phone with me. Good luck this week. Good luck Thursday, and we'll talk then.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.